Statoil released its interim numbers today, reporting a 30% surge in revenue, partly fueled by the upper LSM segment, which remained relatively resilient in a tough trading environment. And this further translated to a 12.6% rise in headline earnings per share to just over 54 cents. We're joined in studio now by CEO Jan Potgieter for more perspective on the 6 months that was and where to from here, I guess. Thanks so much, Jan, for joining us in studio this evening. So you've defied harsh trading conditions within the South African economic environment, coming through with double-digit growth. What are you putting this growth down to? Is it actual spend and sales volumes coming through, or more case of store expansions and acquisitions that you've managed to push through?
Yeah, thank you for having us. I think, first of all, the results for the 6 months reflect ceramic for the full 6 months, which wasn't the case in the base. But even if we just take a step back and we look at the old company, to make it more comparable, the EPS growth would have been 11% just for the old company. So it's not just because of the acquisition, which obviously was of strategic importance to us. When we then look at the retail side of it, where we had sales growth of above 6% and a like-on-like growth of 4.6%, so that's already better than the previous financial year, where things were really tough and we only had a retail sales growth of about 1%. We also then said, despite the fact that in the previous financial year, in the retail, we had 27% profit growth, we said we will continue with our own efficiencies in the form of really good cost leadership, which we managed to do once again, like-on-like actually going backwards on costs, and then try and improve the margin enhancement, which really helped us with the results. So although the sales growth is slightly better, it's not what we want. And the only way for us to keep that going is to gain constant market share and try and improve and put all our emphasis on the customer experience in our stores. And I think the real advantage for us, we've been in business now for 50 years. It is our anniversary. And we really got a robust business model that over the years we had to tweak for different
Absolutely.
Circumstances.
A lot of work being done internally, as you've alluded to. Let's take a look at the market you're actually catering to, because you've highlighted the upper LSM grouping as being pretty resilient. Do you see that segment coming increasingly under pressure? I mean, is there a breaking point at some point that you are worried about?
I think, you know, all CEOs currently is worried about the longer term sustainability, and you know, as a country we need growth, we desperately need growth. But what's positive for us as a group, tiles is half of our business, and if we look at the consumption of tiles in South Africa compared to the emerging market benchmarks, it's half of what the benchmark is. So we're still very optimistic and positive about the long-term future based on consumption, and therefore we will continue to invest in the business, roll out new stores, etc. But when we talk about just where exactly from a customer point of view, I think you rightly in the upper end, Ital Tile space, Ital Tile retail, we've seen very nice growth in that space. Right at the bottom, Top T, also seen very nice growth. And that's been the picture we've seen for the last 2-3 years. Where the real pressure is in that middle broad mass where CTM plays. And although we had a bit of a turnaround there compared to the previous financial year, where we went slightly backwards, it is still very low single-digit growth where, yes, we can say what we can do internally to improve, but I think that's where majority of the strain is on customer indebtedness, and that's where it's really tough.
Okay, where you are reaping the benefit in the market, though, you aren't entirely alone. We saw a DIY stand as an expected contributor to SPAR's earnings in its latest trading update that came through this week. I mean, how tough is that overall competitive environment becoming right now, given the kind of demands you're having to cater to on the consumer front?
I think the competitiveness is definitely going to increase because, you know, everybody's trying to fight for the same share of wallet. It doesn't really matter in what space you're playing. And therefore, I think it will force companies to really become more innovative, try and differentiate themselves a lot more. We've seen in the web stores, because for each brand we have a web store, we've seen nice growth coming through there, 40%. So at least giving the customer the choice that they can decide how they want to transact with you. And I think that's going to force retailers in particular to come up with omni-channel models, try and rethink a different way to really give customers what they want. And that's why our focus will be to say we need to have the right product at the right price, place and time. And keep on ensuring we bring the latest fashion to our customers because we believe they all deserve a beautiful home.
To that point then, as far as your import category is concerned, I mean, how much have you managed to leverage off what has been a stronger rand for the longest while, you know, and is that doing you any favor in boosting your margins?
Yeah, I think what really helped us specifically Itatal Retail with the Griffin factory, which is our latest factory on ceramic industry side, which assisted the results of ceramic industry. But we've made massive progress in that space with really the latest technology that we can bring the latest fashion to customers with a much shorter supply chain. And what is quite interesting, where it used to be majority of the imports for Itatal Retail, they can buy a lot now local at much lower prices, which is giving the customer the benefit again to have really latest fashion at affordable local pricing.
I've got to ask though, how much of a spanner in the works does the Eskom situation throw into this entire equation with you know, your manufacturing hub locally?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think it's very, very topical at this point in time. And the way I want to reflect on that is, I think indirectly, that's where we see a lot of challenges. And what I mean by that is just people getting to work, the small businesses out there that can't afford to have backup generators, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that knock-on effect on the economy is going to be quite severe. When we then talk about our retail stores, although we have generators in some of our stores, we have enough processes in place to manually trade. So to all our customers out there, I want to say we open 363 days in the year. You can come. Whether it's load shedding or not, it might take you a bit longer to get to our stores.
Will there be product on the shelf, though?
The product is on the shelf. We will ensure we're ready. Where it has an impact is on the manufacturing
Absolutely.
Side. And tiles, we think, because we've got three different hubs, we think on the tiles we will be able to survive. Where our biggest challenge is more on the sanitary side, sanitary wear, because there, the moment you have interruption, you lose 12 hours of production. And that knock-on effect is quite severe. But, you know, we've done whatever we can do to try and limit the impact of this, but we are worried, and that's why we make reference to it in the second half, that it could have potentially a bit of an impact on our manufacturing side.
Well, we'll catch up with you then, Jan. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Jan Potgieter is CEO of Ithal Tile.